We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. We are glad you are on board. Bill Michaels Show continues on. Radio Joe across from me, and we are glad you are here to take a listen to us. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. I decided to post it on Twitter as well. If you didn't follow us on Facebook, the Facebook fan page had it. We were talking earlier about the weekend and how we did a little yard. I shouldn't say we. I mean, I did a little bit of yard cleanup. My wife, though, crushed it. And somebody had said that 7 gallon metal pail that we have, the garbage can that actually, other people have said it holds like 9 gallons or something like that. I don't know what that equates to in weight, but, yeah, you can see the post for yourself. I posted it on the Facebook fan page, over at facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, and I tweeted it out. So, kind of an homage to the wife, because it was just a bad yard weekend, we'll say the very least. But it's posted over there, so if you want to see it for yourself and kind of check it out, you'll know what I'm talking about. By the way, Brad in Sturgeon Bay, speaking of the cleanup of the yard and the dog stuff, he says, I've got a chihuahua, and I can't believe how much there was in the yard for the chihuahua after the snow. So I can only imagine what kind of production my two large German Shepherd breed dogs had, plus Calvin, who is kind of a teddy bear mix. It was quite the scene. They have construction going on in the yard next to us because they're building a house. I should have just borrowed the backhoe. I probably would have been better off doing it that way. 855-830-8648. Hey, Marquette and Wisconsin both eliminated from the postseason immediately in an ugly fashion. They were dispensed of quickly. Who's got a program that has a brighter future? Now, think about that for a minute. Who's got the program that's got the brighter future right now? Marquette or Wisconsin? And here's, you could even take it a step farther. As Ryan put it, he said, who's got the better coach? Marquette or Wisconsin? 855-830-8648. Let's go to Tim listening to us in Fredonia. Tim, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Billy, what's going on? Long time no talk to you, sir.
How you been, man?
Oh, I'm all right. Just, you know, like you always got something going on every day. Hey, Bill, real quick, and then I'll get to the Badgers and Marquette. The cup holders aren't even an inch and a half. Them things aren't inch deep, maybe. I've been crying for that since day one that they did that. It's about time. And one more thing, Bill,
yeah,
which I think they're regressing on. You know where Christian and Steve Novak do the pregame show right there on that end?
Right,
Bill,
right.
It was the east end.
Yeah.
Right to the left there, there's a vendor. And, Bill, it's point of sale now. You can't even talk to anybody. You got to go slide in your debit card and then punch in like you're at Noodles and Company and get a beer, whatever you want. So it doesn't even give you an option to tip the guys at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I know. That sucks. So what I did is I dug in my pocket and gave the dude a buck anyway. But I'm saying we can't even tip you guys because there's no option to do that. And it's just dumb. And they say, well, we're going to go paperless. Well, they ask you for a receipt anyway at the end.
Right.
Like, what is the purpose of this? Anyway.
Yeah.
Stupid. But anyway.
Hey, let me ask you this. When you go there, do you like the ticketless tickets?
I got used to it, though. I'm an old school guy, so I'd like if they would have mailed me a packet. It's been working on my phone, which is fine. And if I want to sell them, you've got to screenshot them and then sell them on StubHub. It's kind of a pain in the ass, Bill, where you could just
right.
To sell them to somebody. Hey, my buddy, here's my two tickets. Give me $100 or whatever it is. You know, mm-hmm. But I'm getting used to it now. But if some reason your Verizon signal or anything ever goes down, you
right.
Put them in your Apple Wallet. But you can put them in an Apple Wallet, which is not internet connected, Bill.
Right.
But if you lose your cell phone, you're done. It's over for you,
yeah.
Buddy. You better you'd be crying at the ticket office and looking up your name and all that other crap. But I don't know. It's just you. We'll talk about this at the golf outing, Bill. You know my feelings.
I know. I got it. All right, buddy.
I think Wisconsin has a better approach because I think Woj is on the hot seat. This is his fifth year now, and they went and got their ass kicked. I mean, Wisconsin got their ass kicked too, but over the past 5 years, they've been a way better program record-wise and tournament-wise, and they're a little bit on the downside now. But, Bill, I was watching Marquette play. They have no inside presence. Nobody posts up on that team. It's run through Howard and hope to Christ he can hit a jump shot or drive to the lane and hit a pull-up 12-footer. So they suck. Marquette sucks. I'm afraid, you know, and Wisconsin, they were painful to watch this year. I mean, at times, it just work the ball. There's 5 seconds on the shot clock, and hopefully Hap can make something happen in the paint because they don't have enough shooters. But I think Wisconsin has the better approach, although they're down a little bit. I just wish some of the kids would start going there. They'd be coached a hell of a lot better defensively anyway. Wisconsin plays a hell of a lot better than Marquette does on defense.
Yeah, but, Joe was talking about that last week, too.
Dog, Billy.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, Tim. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. We were talking about that defensively speaking. Marquette just doesn't play defense. For a guy that Wojo was known for his defense when he played at Duke. For a guy that was known for his defense, they don't certainly play a lot of fundamental defense. They don't get the same, you know. And again, I don't want to get into the coaching comparisons, but I used to watch Crean's practices. I used to go over to the old gym and watch Crean's practices before they even built the Owl, and he used to put that lid on the basket and just watch those guys almost abuse each other, going to the floor and going for rebounds, and you know the way that they were, you know, they counted touches. Back touches, front touches, backhand, you know, I mean, all that kind of stuff. And the way they used to go about their business and play that defense. So, Marquette's, they're winning because they're doing it more offensively speaking, which is fine. But when you need to get a stop and you can't get it because you don't traditionally play good defense, that's a tough pill to swallow sometimes. 8-5-5. Then again, you've got Wisconsin at the opposite end of the spectrum. They do play good defense. But offensively speaking, They're handcuffed at times because when they get down and down by a lot, they expel a ton of energy playing on the defensive end, trying to get stops to be able to get open looks at the other end. And by the time you finally, you know, claw your way back, you're almost gassed. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Newmount Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin. And, hey, cabin fever finally starting to break a little bit. As I had mentioned, I got out over the weekend. I'm sure you probably did as well. The weather was pretty nice. And finally, the indoor activities don't have to be pressure-packed, so to speak. But if you're having a problem, hey, erectile dysfunction, it can happen. You got to call them. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. That's the Newmel Medical Center. Again, call them. Because you can't do anything about it if you don't call. 414-455-4451. If you have low T, whether it's a brain fog or lack of energy, sluggish, no stamina, they can help you out with the low T treatments as well. Just go get your numbers checked. Or if you put on some weight in the off season here in the winter months, go ahead and jumpstart the new you. Again, 414-455-4451. Can't do anything if you don't call, so call our friends over at the Newmel Medical. The medical experts at the Newmel Medical Center. Pick it up with phone calls and tweets and such. This one is from Trevor, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I like Wojo as a recruiter, but he's not a great coach. Guard is a better coach, but proving to be not as good of a recruiter. If you took the best of both worlds and put them together, you'd have one hell of a team here in the state of Wisconsin. I wish they would all get it right. This is from Chad, who says that I think Wojo is on the hot seat. He has had less with more than Greg Gard. Greg Gard took over a program that was starting to go to the backslide because Bo let it go at the end. He had his mind on other things. Gard took it over, got him to some wins, and now has to put it back all together. I give Gard a couple of years. Wojo's on the hot seat going into next season. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Oh, by the way, I like this one. There is a couple. Let's see here. Where are they? Because I want to make sure I get this right. God, where did it go? Where did it go? I apologize. I can't find it. I'll find it eventually here. Here it is. Mark bet his wife. Mark bet his wife, Heather, that their NCAA bracket bet. This is their in-house bracket bet. Whoever lost in the NCAA tournament has to then clean up their yard. Because I posted the picture of Elmo and the giant bucket next to him. That is their bracket. You got to let us know who wins, Mark and Heather. You got to give us a shout and let us know how that thing pans out. That would be the ultimate terrible bracket bet for me. There's a lot of things I could do. You know, I could walk down Wisconsin Avenue in a thong. I don't care. But if you ask me to go out and clean up my yard after the spring thaw, that might kill me. My insides may fall out. Not that anybody wants to see me walking down Wisconsin Avenue in a thong. But that being said, I can make you sick, yes. But making me sick, no. That would be picking up my yard after a spring thaw and all the dogs have been out there all winter long. So, Mark and Heather, you got to let us know who wins that bet. I'm going to go and take a quick break. Come back. Who has got the brighter future, Marquette basketball or Wisconsin basketball? You decide. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show, we continue on. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive, where a test drive just isn't a test drive unless you get it for 90 days. They are the home of the 90-day test drive, available at any of the Van Horn FCA locations, whether it's Plymouth, Manitowoc, Stoughton. Take a ride in a brand new Ram 1500, a Jeep Grand Cherokee, Dodge Charger, Dodge Grand Caravan, Chrysler Pacifica, 90 days, no obligation. If you're not satisfied, bring it back. No additional commitment. Or you can buy it and you can save up to $2,000. I bought the 2019 Ram 1500 from the people at the Truck Center in Plymouth and love it. Hey, by the way, they have, 16 dealerships all throughout Wisconsin and beyond the borders. You can go there at vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com and shop all the inventory and also see what qualifies for the 90-day test drive. And you can pick up some great bargains when it comes to their service department, whether it's any make, any model, domestic, import, doesn't matter. Go there and get some of the coupons for their service department. They are family-born and employee-owned. That is vanhornauto.com. Check them out at vanhornauto.com. Do what I did. Who has the brighter future right now? Think about this for a minute. Marquette basketball or Wisconsin basketball? And even to take it a step further, as many of you had started to kind of chime in, who's got maybe in essence the better coach? Think about that. 855-830-8648. Landoc says, a Marquette, and I don't even follow them. Gard has already proved that he can't recruit at a high level, and I have no faith in him at all. Gard would have been going to a mid-major, would have been good going to a mid-major to get some more experience. Dave says the opposite. He says, believe Wisconsin has a brighter future because they are more fundamentally sound. The Badgers need more shooters, but play defense. Marquette might be better next year with a senior-laden team, but nothing on the horizon to replace those players. 855-830-8648. By the way, Rick tweets me and said, hey, there's a company in Brookfield called Outside Scoops. That's who I use, Rick. Dave couldn't come over and do the full spring cleanup, so we had to get it done because we had stuff in the yard we had to do. But that's who I use. That is the pooper scooper service for my dogs that we use. Comes every Friday to the house, just so you know. Good stuff. I've been there, done that. Let's go to the phone calls. Talk to Dave listening to us in Madison on The Zone out in Madison. Dave, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Okay, Bill, how are you?
Good. What's happening?
Well, first off, I'm a Badger fan and a Badgers season ticket holder, so I'm biased, but I think the Badgers have the better future and the better coach. And the recruiting, I mean, you got Reavers and King and Davison. It's a pretty good class. And he had Tyler Hero until he decommitted at the 11th hour, which really screwed his recruiting last year. But I'm more upset about the whole NCAA tournament. They didn't play well, and they didn't deserve to win. They couldn't make a shot. But it seems unfair to me that Minnesota gets to go to Des Moines, Iowa goes to Columbus, mm-hmm. Ohio State goes to Tulsa, and we get to play the hottest team in the country in their time zone with their number one alumni fan base.
Right. No, I get it. But then again, don't forget, Oregon played here when Wisconsin was playing at the Bradley Center.
That's true, and we beat them.
Yeah.
So I get it, and I understand what you're saying, but I just think they set us up to fail. And, you know, we accommodated them by not playing very well, but yeah. it was a tough draw for the Badgers.
No, I completely agree with that. We talked about that going into the game last week, that this was going to be kind of a home game for Oregon, and it turned out to be that way. I mean, no doubt. I completely agree.
I don't know how a 5-seed gets to go on the road and play a 12-seed in a home game. That doesn't seem fair to me.
Right. No, I'm on board with you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. I go back to the second portion of his statement, though. They didn't accommodate because they didn't play well. Had they played better and it been maybe a 1 or 2 point game and the crowd got into it and the energy was there and such, you can say, okay, maybe they got hosed a little bit. But when they didn't show up late in that ball game and just allowed things to kind of completely slip away from them, home court advantage or not, it was bad for the Badgers. It was just a bad look. They didn't play well. Down the stretch, they didn't play well. They didn't hit their shots. They were turning the ball over. A lot of uncharacteristic things. They started to press. You could see it. So it was something that we had not become accustomed to out of the Wisconsin Badgers. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. 855-830-8648. 4-8. This one's from Tom, who says, I think the Badgers have the brighter future, but I'm a little bit iffy about Guard's recruiting ability right now. I need to see him get some of the bigger names out of the state of Wisconsin first and foremost. They seem to be going to Marquette or leaving the state. I don't know why. What's the problem with Wisconsin? That you'd have to, I mean, look at each individual thing. You know what I mean? Who are they recruiting? Why did they lose them? Why did they go to another school? Was it because of a different style of play? I mean, the old Bo Ryan way of, you know, you'll play if you earn the minutes. A lot of guys don't want to hear that. They want to hear, I mean, they've been pretty much catered to their entire career. They don't want to hear that they have to earn minutes. They want promises and such. Now, I don't know what's being made or what's being promised in other locales. But like Tyler Hero, as we had heard from Jim Polzin a little bit earlier, his game started to blow up. He was playing in the AAU circuit. More and more people were noticing him. Kentucky came a-calling. He felt that he was a one-and-done, so he didn't want to go to Wisconsin. He wanted to go someplace that his ability was going to shine. He went to Kentucky to play for Calipari. I mean, Calipari's got the eyes of the world on his program. He actually holds pro days for Kentucky players. They don't go and work out for other teams. Teams come to Kentucky. I mean, that's the way that's how prolific it's been. But when you've got a bunch of one-and-dones, it takes you a while to play good basketball and get familiar with one another and keep that cohesion, as opposed to some of these mid-majors and such, or some of these smaller schools where teams stay together for 4 full years, and that's the reason they get the notoriety, because they're so good together. You know, sometimes it behooves a player. That's why I think Marcus Howard, it would be better for him to stay one more year. Now, monetarily, if he goes the end of the first round, okay, he's going to make some money. He probably should go. But if he's going to go mid-second, if he has a chance to come back and maybe be one of the college basketball players of the year and to up his game, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, he'd probably be a first round draft choice. So he goes from making, you know, $1 million to $5 million or something to that extent, you know, almost immediately. So who knows why guys choose? I mean, if it's for the money, if it's for the league, or I should say the conference, if it's for, you know, the education, if it's where hotter girls are, better weather. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons why guys go to particular schools. 855-830-8648. But then the opposite side of the coin is it's up to the recruiter to overcome whatever the obstacles are to get them into their institution. I mean, that's what you're there for. You're basically vying for the right to get that person into your school who's going to make your school better, make your system better, ultimately add money to your pocket, and ultimately, you know, hopefully to showcase their talent. Well, I mean, you know, if if I'm Greg Gard walking into Tyler Hero's, you know, living room when he had already said, hey, I'm going to decommit and go to Kentucky, I'm going in and say, hey, do you want to be one of many? You know, everybody's looking at all the different players there, not just you. Where if you come into our program, you can immediately excel. And in 1, maybe 2 years, you know, maybe 1, most likely 2, you're one of the top players in the country. If you come out of here owning the Big Ten and being better for it and more physical and a stronger player with a good jump shot and with the ability to get to the rim, you're probably going to be more highly sought after than just being a guy that's one of many at Kentucky. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This one's from William, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, I really like what Wojo is doing. I think people need to get off his back, give him at least one more year to get this thing right. I think he's had a lot of great talent. He just needs to put it all together, and it seems to be coming together, but you need to get rid of the one-and-dones. Well, yeah, but if you recruit the one-and-dones, they're supposed to make your program better right here, right now. Now, that being said, I agree with you in the sense of one-and-dones, it takes a while for everything to come together. Just look at Kentucky. If Kentucky was if it was that easy, Kentucky would just dominate and win championships year after year after year after year, and they don't. And mainly because it's freshmen that are competing against guys that have been there and done that for a while. So the one-and-done thought is a great thing if you can get them, but sometimes it's better to watch a guy develop. Look at a guy like Frank Kaminsky. Came in, wasn't even playing. Long, lanky, just not that coordinated, just had height. And you can't teach height, so they figure we'll take the height and teach him the rest of the game. And came in and was a fantastic player for Wisconsin. So there's two sides of the coin here. And Henry Ellenson, look, God love him, he got the money, but it would have probably paid him in his career as well to go a little bit longer in college basketball because he's non-existent in the NBA. Really non-existent in the NBA. Let's go to Rich, listening to us in Evansville. Rich, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Pretty good, Bill. And you, I hope, are doing well.
I'm doing well. What's up?
Good. I'm a Badger fan, but I must say it's more fun watching the Marquette style of play than it is the Badgers. And I think that's what's preventing a lot of these good players from deciding to come to Wisconsin. It's just so old and slow that it's tough for guard to get the players.
That's kind of the way the system that's been installed. I mean, Greg Gard, now he's taking things in that offense the way they would run it, hasn't necessarily been that way this year, the way he would like to run it, and he's got some players that can go in and run his offense a little bit different coming into next year. I appreciate the phone call, Rich, but that's the system that's in place. It's like people say, hey, if you go to more of a pro-style system and you do things where, you know, you're being more prolific and ride and decide, and you know, but that's not the way the Badgers do it. The Badgers don't wing the ball downfield consistently. They're a big offensive line, run-oriented group of guys, and every now and then they'll go out to Florida or they'll go down to Alabama or they'll go into Atlanta, Georgia or something, and they'll find a wide receiver that's going to make them a little bit more vertical, but for the most part, you know what you get. You're going to get a run-oriented, good snot-locking defense type of defensive group, but an offense that's going to pound the ball down your throat. That's the way it's been at Wisconsin. And the methodology by which they run the basketball program for the last 15, 16 years, this is what you get at Wisconsin. They're not going to change the philosophy anytime soon, at least I don't think. You try to recruit and try to mold your style after what your pool is for the players that you can bring into the system. 855-830-8648. Chime in, 855-830-8648. Talking to Marquette basketball, Badger basketball. Stay tuned. Also, speaking of college basketball, Tom Izzo was PO'd at Aaron Henry. I don't know if you happen to see that. But all of the Tom Izzo love, and he's a tremendous coach, but there's some things about Tom Izzo that aren't necessarily proper. And we're going to get into that. You're going to hear that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, Welcome back. We are glad you are on board today. Going to be out at Hellfire Field out in front of Miller Park this coming Thursday. Really looking forward to it. Our opening day broadcast brought to you by our friends at Saz's. From baby back ribs to pulled pork sandwiches, they've been doing it since 1976. And the best part about it is they can bring it to you. That's right. They do catering as well. They're experts. They run the gamut from corporate lunch meetings to 25 to elegant six-course fundraising things for 500. Saz's, their catering department, fantastic. Go to Saz's.com, S-A-Z-Z-S, Saz's.com for all the information. Also, our friends at Curly's Waterfront Bar and Grill, Pub and Grill, Lakeview Boulevard in Pewaukee. Was driving out there over the weekend. Pewaukee Lake, the ice finally starting to kind of melt away a little bit. They have a big selection of brews and cocktails and fresh-made food out there and bands on the weekends and ticket giveaways, and they do all kinds of stuff. But eventually it's going to be warmer out. You're going to be able to go enjoy the lake and watch the boats come in and out right there by Smokies. Stop by Curly's Waterfront Pub and Grill and check them out on Facebook or go to curlyswaterfrontpub.com. Also, if you're going to be watching games and you want to relax, do it at the Nice Ash at 323 West Main Street, downtown Waukesha. A great selection of spirits and beers and cigars and hookahs. They match them all up. It's a fun time down there. It always is, and they treat their customers so good. Everybody knows your name. It's kind of like the Cheers of Waukesha, if you will. And if you're kind of waiting for a nice night out, man, take that. Take that. As they say, get your ash in here. And live music on the weekends. That's theniceash.com, theniceash.com. Let's go back to the phone calls, talking about Marquette and Wisconsin basketball. And Joe is on the north side. Joe, how you doing today, man? What's up?
I'm doing all right. How about you, Bill? Hopefully you had a good time at the forum yesterday.
Had a great time at the forum yesterday. It's good stuff. What's up?
All right. I tuned in a bit late, so I'm not sure if this was brought up at all, but something that Big Ten is king. Big Ten beats the Big East all day and tomorrow. But Wisconsin's style of play limits them from being able to get big players. And I think something else limits them, they don't have as big a footprint in the city of Milwaukee to try to keep some of the talent from Milwaukee. Now, I'm not saying that we have a ton of top 10 recruits in the country coming out of Milwaukee, but I think we got a good top, a few guys in the top 500 from time to time. A guy that I remember back to was Marcus Landry. Mm-hmm. He wasn't probably one of the most outstanding players, but he was a really solid player for the Badgers, and he was solid when he was in the NBA. Guys like that, Wisconsin has to go back and get, but some of their style of play limits it.
You're right. Because this is what they believe in. And I always question when they say, well, this is our style, this is who we're going to recruit. But more and more of youngsters today, they see up and down styles, they see one and done style. How do you convince a kid, I will make you better fundamentally as a basketball player if you come and play with me versus going to play in the Big East, up and down the floor, shoot it from the three, defense is kind of an afterthought, don't worry about it. How do you get through to a kid to say, I want to make you better?
I think you can, honestly.
That's just it. You have to be if you're Greg Gard in Wisconsin, you have to be better than everybody else because you have to convince them differently than what other programs will. You know what I mean?
No, I understand and agree completely.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. There you go, Joe. Taking a listen to us. He's right. You know, you got some pretty good players in the Milwaukee area. You got good players all throughout the state, but in the Milwaukee area, you got some really good basketball players. And how do you get through to a kid that, you know, watches, the NBA on the Xbox and watches the NBA get up and down the floor and doesn't play a lot of defense? And, you know, a lot of the teams like Kentucky that want to run it, shoot it, gun it. You know, you're looking for assists, slam dunks, and threes, and you're not really looking to play defense. You're not looking to get a lockdown stop and play a, 63-58 style of basketball. You're looking for 89, 81, 89, 85 up and down the floor that's going to get me to the NBA. And how do you convince a kid to say, you know what, you really need to come here and just become a better basketball player and a, better teammate? That's hard to do. Because everybody believes that they've got the chops to get themselves to the next level. That's hard to do. Let's see here. Tom Izzo talked about Aaron Henry. and the one-and-done times and such. And take a listen to what Tom Izzo had to say.
When you're a freshman now at this time of year, you don't make mental mistakes on things that when we're telling a guy which way he goes or not running back or, you know, there were some things Aaron didn't do a very good job of. And then I did get after him, and he did respond, and he did make a couple big buckets, and he did make some big free throws. But that's not good enough. This is one-and-done time, you know. The my bads are out the window. If they're my bads because that team played better or that guy played better, if it's my bad because I decided to jog back instead of sprint back, then it is your bad, and you're going to hear about it.
So in case you didn't see it, Tom Izzo and Aaron Henry, he pulls Aaron Henry out of the game. He's getting in his ear. He's pointing at him. He didn't touch him, but he's pointing at him. Aaron Henry took exception to it and started to come back after Izzo, okay? And what he's saying there is, look, I'm going to coach you, and I'm going to coach you the right way. The my bad stuff isn't going to cut it. Look, if you get beat, you get beat. But if you get beat because of your own ineptitude, that doesn't cut it anymore. We're here in the one-and-done time of season where you lose a game, you're going home. So he got into to Aaron Henry's ear. Now, Tom Izzo said, look, I don't care what it is. I'm going to hold people accountable.
I get a kick out of you guys. Get after somebody because you're trying to hold them accountable. I don't know what kind of business you're in, but I'll tell you what, if I was the head of a newspaper and you didn't do your job, you'd be held accountable. That's the way it is.
That he's right on. But he went after the media on this. So, and I heard this, then I went back and saw it, and, you know, all of this praise for Tom Izzo. He's this very understanding coach. Now, he's a tremendous coach. There's no doubt. Scott Van Pelt on ESPN. He basically told people, the masses that were going after Tom Izzo over this, because it almost came to an altercation, that they need to shut up. Take a listen.
I spoke about Tom Izzo last night on the show. It was not a surprise to see it become a talking point on shows and on social media. This isn't about snowflakes or being soft. It is about a gigantic problem we have not only allowed to happen in society, but go out of our way to ensure gets worse. People seem to have a real issue when they're held accountable or if others are too harshly. We're so concerned with if anyone has had their feelings hurt that we lose sight of this fact. Life has a scoreboard. The world will be difficult, and we do nobody any favors when we coddle them to the point that they never hear criticism or hear a harsh word or have to face any adversity. Because when nobody in a job interview or negotiation stops to ask about your feelings and then you don't get the job or you don't get the contract, what are you going to do? Demand the world stop being mean to you? The college admission scandal is a great example of this. They say you should prepare your kids for the path, not the path for your kids. You cannot eliminate every challenge or adversity they might face. Because if you do, what have you accomplished? We're so concerned with safe spaces and not saying mean things that when a coach gets on a player, it's seen by some of you as out of bounds. And that is insane to me. Is that the only way to get your point across? No. You can go about it differently. But you notice who didn't have a problem with it? Michigan State. Did you notice what seniors Cassius Winston and Matt McQuaid did? They told Izzo, we got this. Because they have a voice. They've been empowered in a family dynamic that occasionally gets volatile. Because there's a scoreboard and they're trying to win. You know who else didn't have a problem with it? The freshman who was getting the what for, Aaron Henry. His social media, as well as the accounts of past Spartans like Miles Bridges and Draymond Green and countless other Spartans, gave insights into why they didn't and don't have a problem with it. But that doesn't matter to people who don't really want context. They just want to be mad and be offended. So be good and mad about how Tom Izzo yelled at his players. His players, past and present, have a rare loyalty to him. He doesn't have a transfer problem. He has the opposite, a bunch of four-year guys, the overwhelming majority of whom have gotten to Final Fours in part because of being held accountable the way he holds them accountable. You don't like it? Fine. Don't send your kid there. But stop being offended by things that don't concern you because they're not.
So I understand what Scott Van Pelt is saying, okay, and he's right. I mean, the guys, if you watch the full video as Henry comes to the, not even to the sideline because they were bringing the chairs out on the court, but he's looking at Izzo like, what are you talking about? And Izzo's just, I mean, pointing at him. At first, he kind of like pushes his chest, and then Izzo's pointing at him, and Henry's like, what are you talking about? What are you yelling at me for? And then Izzo kept going after him. And it wasn't like Izzo was mad. This was Bobby Knight kind of mad. Now, Bobby Knight, he didn't touch him, okay? So let's not go to that extreme. But Izzo looked as if he could punch him. I mean, he looked that mad, okay? Not that he ever did. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he looked beyond angry, okay? So Henry doesn't have a problem with it. The seniors, though, had to step in a couple of times, Winston specifically twice, to sit Izzo down to say, Coach, knock it off. We've got this. We'll move you out of the way. Because I thought Izzo was going to go after him. I really did. But for those that are saying Izzo's never had a misstep, go back to the Larry Nassar situation, in which Izzo was just stupidly blind as to what was going on and the culture that was around that circumstance at that time just about a year ago when all of this blew up. And Nassar, remember, was the guy, was the doctor that molested many of those gymnasts from the U.S. Olympic team and also from Michigan State, where he had some very just cold, old-school remarks that were taken and thrown back in his face. And it really, I mean, even the university had to slap him on the wrist and say, dude, knock it off. You're an idiot. So don't say he's never had a misstep, okay, because he has, all right? But in this particular case, I wonder what would have happened had this been a practice. And there wouldn't have been players between Izzo and Henry. Because Izzo was that mad. Izzo was that PO'd. So, yeah, there should be. I mean, look, Notre Dame reprimanded Kelly. And they should have, because he was he's a foul-mouthed hothead. That's what he is. That's the way he bullies his players. He's a foul-mouthed, lying hothead. And so Notre Dame had to step in and say, okay, you got to knock it off, Coach, but oh, by the way, you're winning, so we'll keep you, which is what Michigan State does. You'll make excuses for everything because you're presenting a winner. Not to say Tom Izzo should be fired, but, you know, he got to that level. But look, I'm not defending Izzo and I'm not defending Henry. I'm just simply saying, for people that want to just criticize Tom Izzo because they hate Michigan State, that's your prerogative. That's just stupid. But Izzo, for all that he is, to not only the University of Michigan State, or MSU, but to college basketball, there has to be a little more restraint on Tom Izzo's part. Because I think whenever you push a player in the chest and then you get in their face, face-to-face like that with just vehement anger, you're asking for your own trouble. And nobody's bigger than the game and nobody's bigger than the university. Just my opinion. Let's do this. We're going to go and take a quick break. We're going to come back here from Craig Council, as the Brewers are now in Montreal getting ready to take on Toronto today and tomorrow before coming back home on Tuesday night, having Wednesday off and a workout at Miller Park, and then they get ready for the regular season. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program. We are the Bill Michaels Show. Radio Joe Zanzola across from me. I'm Bill Michaels. Follow us over there on Facebook, on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Make sure you look for the blue check mark and like us. Don't try to friend me. Like us. Like us over there in the blue check mark. That's the best way to get a hold of the program. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. I want to remind you, our friends at Quick Trip, Reese's, giving you the chance to win some game tickets and a three-night hotel stay at the Twin Cities for the Final Four, April 6th through the 8th. Stop in, use your Quick Rewards card, and you are entered for a chance to win tickets to the Final Four. You got to go in and grab the Reese's or the Hershey's King or standard size candy bars. See the store for details, by the way. The contest ends on March 31st, but you could be heading to Minneapolis for the Final Four. Today only, by the way, the dollar for Karuba Gold, any size coffees over a Quick Trip. And tomorrow, you've got the Buck 49 rib sandwich on sale. That's, so save your appetite for that. That is from our friends over there at Quick Trip. When we come back after the top of the hour, Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, going to be here. Also, Gronk has called it a career. You're going to hear about that coming up. But Craig Counsell, he says, hey, earning the opening day nod. It's ready.
He's earned this, and then I'm excited for him to take the ball. And, you know, everything last year, every time we made the game bigger, he did great.
Jacine got it going on. He's right. I mean, early on last year, it wasn't great because you thought, oh, my God. And then after the first couple of weeks of the season, Jacine was fantastic for this team. Also says you have to expect uncertainty when it comes to the bullpen.
We have to be, like, okay with some uncertainty there and know that maybe we can find even better answers through uncertainty. I think that's how it kind of played out, I thought, last April, really.
There was uncertainty there, but some of the guys that you've lost right now just they were certain, even though you can't carry over year-to-year, baseball-to-baseball. It's difficult, but nevertheless. He also talks about Corey Knebel. The injury last season turned out to be a positive.
You hate to say that, but Corey getting hurt really made us look at the bullpen a different way and try to come up with maybe a different way to look at the problem. And it probably helped us in the long run.
He's right. I understand that, but, you know, still. Got some big shoes to fill for that bullpen. You change coaches, you change some players, you have some injuries. You know, now you have to kind of figure it all out all over again. You got to do it on the fly and push all the right buttons. Get off to a fast start and see what happens. When we come back, we'll talk a little Packers football. Also, a big time tight end has said this is it. Nah, baby, nah. Got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Another hour yet to go. Stay tuned. We got more right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.